Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Southern California's classic rock, 100.3 The Sound. It's something about the special musicians. The best of them can take something that happened in their life, be it heartbreak or the other way, write a song about it, something so memorable it sticks in our brains, like peanut butter in the roof of your mouth. Whoa. But what happens if everybody in the band is coming apart at the seams? If everybody, like Fleetwood Mac, all the marriages were breaking up, the relationships were breaking up, and still they're going in the studio and recording every day. How did that work out?
If you want to talk about Stevie and me as a couple, we had broken up by the time we started making Rumors, but we did not have the requisite distance and time to get anything like closure. I certainly didn't. It might have been different for her. She was the one who was moving away from me. And so, you know, that was the dynamic. But I was the one who was in the position of having to make the choices to do the right thing for her as a producer, as a guitarist, as a bandmate on a daily basis. So, you know, the way you do that is sort of through denial. You have to kind of compartmentalize emotions and kind of leave them in one corner of the room and try to get on with what needs to be done. And I guess, even though it may not have been the healthiest and it may have taken many years to sort of work through that because of the position we found ourselves in, having to sort of fulfill our calling, you know, there's still a lesson there in terms of trying to focus on what needs to be done.
That's Lindsey Buckingham, Fleetwood Mac. And that's the story. Lindsey, what do you think this song's about? She broke down.